Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
episodes. Jeremiah, we made it.
It's been a fun journey, man. We'll see you later.
We made it. Have a good one, guys. It was good talking to you. We're going to go get something to drink and chill.
Wow. Everybody, welcome to the show.
Can you believe it, man?
I can't believe it. We're live right now. We're celebrating. We got a lot of stuff planned for tonight.
We do. We actually contacted a lot of our friends, and we said, will you roast us?
Yeah, some are nice. Some people are really, really nice. They're like my wife. And yeah. Some people are not so nice.
Yeah, it's crazy. But man, we've already got the comments. There's 73 comments and we just logged in.
Yeah, this episode is a celebration.
It yeah, is. Because
I'm just here to have fun.
Anybody who knows us did not think we would make it this far.
No, I totally agree. And if you are just listening, you're not watching online. Right now, we are in my house.
Yes, we are.
We are live. We are in person, John and I. If you look in the background, there's Golden Graham.
Yep.
Because we're in my living room right now. We got everything set up. We're excited to hang out with you guys and just have fun.
And there's some cool stuff going tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're doing two giveaways.
Yes, we got two giveaways.
Two giveaways and a huge, massive announcement at the end of the show.
Yes, indeed. So stay tuned for the whole show, if you will, please.
Yeah.
To be included in all that.
And I promise, this is one announcement you do not want to miss.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Jeremiah's getting merchandise. We all know that's not true.
I seen people commenting, dude. On our last episode, we said, you know, we gave everybody a little bit of an idea of we're going to be on here, we're going to be hanging out, celebrating, doing exactly what we're doing.
Right, right.
And I seen people commenting, guessing, and they said, oh, the announcement, I can't believe it. Jeremiah is actually getting merchandise.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
We've been waiting forever for this.
Time will tell.
So, okay.
Before we go in to show some of this content that we have, you want to give a shout-out to our sponsor for today's episode?
Yeah, let's give a shout-out. Oh, hey, what's up, Golden Graham?
Oh, hey, baby.
So let's give a shout-out to our sponsor, Outdoor Beards. As many of you know, Outdoor Beards is the longest-standing sponsor for this show, and we are huge fans. We love Matthew and the whole crew out there, and want to let you know there's some really cool stuff going on right now with Outdoor Beards.
You need to check out outdoorbeards.com if you want your beard to look amazing and beautiful like mine and John's. But if you are in the Washington area, Washington listeners...
That's the state of Washington.
Yes, not D.C. We're talking out west.
Pacific, or Washington, Northwest. Ohio.
They're going to have a booth set up. You can go and actually check out for yourself in person, a booth set up at the Sportsman Show in Puyallup. That's P-U-Y-A-L-L-U-P. Puyallup, Washington, from 1:30 to 2:04.
Well, and that's not the only big announcement.
Yes.
You're actually going to be able to start finding outdoor beards on Amazon.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
I remember we actually started this show and we're looking for sponsors after doing, I don't know how many episodes. We did it for a while and we found Matthew.
Actually, Matthew found us.
Matthew found us.
Yeah, Matthew found us. We've been joking. We said we need a beard sponsorship.
Yeah, dude. Our beards were huge. Mine was, I think, grown out from COVID.
Yeah, like, well, the logo. The beard logo. Mm-hmm. Those were actual pictures of us at one point. So
yeah, the silhouette. So, we're really excited to keep working with him. If you want to get a discount, maybe buy yourself some beard oil, some beard balm, or some of the other products that he sells. The soap is amazing. I know John is always talking about the soap.
Soap's awesome.
Get yourself a discount, 10% off, by entering backpacking as the discount code whenever you're ready to check out. And I want to say one other thing. Oh, you already took care of it. The Amazon Prime. Yeah. I was going to say, I had it here on my phone.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're just excited that we got to be part of kind of their story. And it's just a cool company. And honestly, tonight, as part of the show, later on, we're going to be doing two giveaways of yes. $50 gift cards to Outdoor Beards as part of their sponsorship for tonight's show. So big thank you to Outdoor Beards for being the greatest sponsor of all time.
Outdoorbeards.com.
Yes, sir. Well, Jeremiah, I think it's time we show a few videos.
We promised them.
I think we should show a few videos. So if you watched last week's episode, which you might have, you might not have, but if you did, we gave a preview of one of the roast videos from Jeremy LaCroix, and it was so good, we got to show it again.
Yeah, this is Midwest Backpacker. Let's take a look.
Hey, John and Jeremiah. I know you Southern boys are a little linguistically challenged, so I'm going to give you a little lesson here.
Vestibule.
Vestibule. Come on, say it along with me.
Vestibule.
Hey, guys, seriously, congratulations on 200 episodes. And Jeremiah, merch.
Oh, he hit me with the merch. The Midwest Backpacker, he's got some merch there.
He does got some good merch, too.
He's got stickers. He's got hoodies. That man is swagged out of control.
Jeremiah has to get people to make merch for him.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, that is true. Girl Plus Dog Adventures, she did make my stickers.
She made you some nice
stuff. And
a coffee
mug.
Oh, I know. She made you a coffee mug?
Yeah, you haven't seen it?
Dang, no.
Got my logo on there and everything.
You're popular, man. Hey,
sweet.
We had one guy who was our first ever guest on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Clear back in the day, and we got to show his video next.
Oh, yeah. Yep. This is a good one.
Backpacking Podcast. I can remember when I was the very first guest on the show. Holy cow. Literally, I thought I would be the last guest on the Backpacking Podcast. I didn't think you guys would last 2 weeks, but here you are. 200th episode. Man, I'm proud of you guys. Keep them going, and I hope to see you on the 300.
Were those gunshots in the background?
I was hoping that nobody heard that.
Oh, my gosh. What were you doing on that trip?
Well, I think that somebody was duck hunting or something. I don't know. Actually, that was around dusk. It was probably illegal to hunt. What was going on there?
I don't know, man, but that was like two gunshots in the background. I only heard one earlier, but with the headphones on, I heard two. How funny is that? So we've had a lot of really cool stuff happen over the years on this show. And I know for me, the story of how we started this thing is really fun. So if you've heard this before, you're going to hear it again. But if you've never heard this story, basically what happened is Jeremiah, myself, backpacking with Jason, and my friend Josh all went on a little trip. It was just an overnight down to the Big South Fork or the bottom end of the Daniel Boone. I can't remember. But while we were there, Jason just said, never mind the sound, JK. So, but we got together and we were camping, and you and I just started talking. And I noticed that Jason and Josh just quit talking and just listened to us and laughed the whole time. And so the next day I'm talking to Jeremiah. I said, man, we ought to do a podcast. And he literally says,
I said, I'm not doing this. Way too much work.
That's literally what you said. You were like, it's just too much work. And here we are 200 episodes later. And so it's been a lot of work.
It's been a little work, but it's been a lot of fun.
Ton of fun. And I think one of the greatest parts about it has just been the people we've gotten to meet through this.
Yeah, dude. There's some people that I thought I would never talk to. You know, like, so for example, I started my YouTube channel, and one of my big inspirations was Darwin, and another one was Dixie. And if you haven't heard of those channels, you're not big into the YouTube backpacking game, I'll say, but those two have pretty much been legends. And actually, Dixie kind of, she inspired us to do the Camino de Santiago, which my wife and I did together for 6 weeks over the summer.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. And get this, Dixie has a little message for us.
Oh.
Hey, Jeremiah and John, Dixie here to wish you a congratulations on your 200th show. I don't have a mean-hearted thing to say. I just wanted to give props to you for actually starting a podcast when you wanted to. A lot of folks get analysis paralysis, and then continuing it for this long just says a lot about your determination. So once again, congrats, y'all, and happy trails.
Oh my gosh, that was Dixie, dude.
I know, saying hi to us.
That's so cool. That's so cool. And then we got a buddy of ours. He's just a good buddy of ours.
Yes, yeah, I went backpacking with this guy several times.
You know what's funny?
What?
Never been backpacking with him.
Oh, you haven't been backpacking?
Not one time. Yet. We've talked about it. We have talked about it 100 times.
You know, actually, he's introduced me to friends that I wouldn't have if it hadn't been for him, that I've been backpacking with him and them and on other trips.
Really? That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, let's let you guys see a little message from our buddy Lance Smith, otherwise known as Outland.
So what's the best thing about Kentucky other than Red River Gorge and maybe backpacking with Jason? It's got to be the Backpacking Podcast with John and Jeremiah. Hey guys, congratulations on 200 episodes. That is freaking awesome. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do for the community, for backpacking. Here's to another 200. What the heck? Let's do another 1,000 episodes. And I hope to be back on again one day.
Faces.
1,000 episodes.
We ain't doing 1,000 more episodes.
What do you talk about?
That's like 20 years, dude. That's 20. It took us 4 years to get 200.
No. What do you talk about for 20 years backpacking? I don't know. Maybe it is possible.
Man, dude, you realize in 20 years, I'll be 70. You know who's going to listen to a 70-year-old talking about backpacking?
Senior hiker 77? No, I'm talking about
after listening to me for 20 years.
Oh, yeah, maybe my ears will fall off.
Hey, I might actually look my age by that point.
Oh, you are a young
That's
man.
That's true. I got baby face syndrome.
I have a couple of quick Lance stories that I want to throw out
there. Yeah, share those.
I don't have a whole lot of stories about Dixie other than the inspirations that she's been to me and my wife and the YouTube channel and all that. But, Lance, two specific memories come to mind. One is whenever we went to Damascus, Virginia. You know what they have in Damascus every year?
Oh, yeah, Trail Days.
Trail Days.
Yeah, Trail Days.
And actually, I went there and checked it out. If I remember correctly, the people were Greg, Jason. This is Jason Helmendoller, which that's a different Jason, not backpacking with Jason.
Right.
And Lance. And I remember we had to shuttle vehicles, and Lance has like a little Jeep Renegade. And I was just a passenger.
How many times has he gotten that thing stuck?
Oh, that's the next story. So on this one, I remember we had to shuttle the vehicles, and I rode with Jason Helmendoller and Greg. They picked me up in London, Kentucky.
Okay.
And then we met up with Lance and in Damascus. And we parked one vehicle, and then we had to ride with Lance. And I'm already like a bigger guy, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 220, somewhere in there.
Right.
Okay. I rode in the back seat of Lance's Jeep Renegade. And this is like one of those little toaster Jeep things.
Right, right. Yeah,
don't send me your hate mail. If you're a Jeep person, you got one of those. His little Jeep Renegade, dude. I squeezed into the back. This guy reminds me of your soundbite. Freaking NASCAR. You know?
That's not even on yours.
But he was zooming all around. I said, I don't know if I can ever ride with this guy again. I'm glad we're walking to Jason's vehicle.
That's great.
But no, in all seriousness, Lance, he's a sweet guy. And I loved having him on and talking to him too. And another quick story is we drove 8 hours one way for one night of backpacking. This is in Oil Creek, Pennsylvania. And Jason, backpacking with Jason and I rode together. And we got snowed in and I had to get a hotel on the way. Woke up and there was like feet of snow. And then we drove on to Oil Creek and everybody was getting absolutely stuck. And so we got to the meetup spot and Lance wasn't there. And so he calls us and he says, hey, I got a situation here. My Jeep is stuck. He had went down some wrong road or something, and it was just him. Nobody else was with him. It was him and his Jeep. And then he couldn't get turned around. I don't know what those guys done, but they were late to meeting up with us because they got him unstuck. And I'll tell you the savior on this trip. I don't think you've met him.
Tell me.
Karate Josh. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. And Josh Herod.
Yeah.
Josh Herod, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But his spirit looms large in a lot of those Ohio guys' videos because they all go backpacking together.
Right.
And he is like a master behind the wheel. I don't know, maybe it's in your blood too because you got that little Ohio in you, a little Michigan flavor, but
stop.
Oh, sorry, not the big blue. Oh, not the big blue.
Dude, come on now.
Not the big blue.
Okay. I was like, you got to be careful with that.
Wisconsin, right?
I lived in Wisconsin for four years.
Oh, sorry.
Four years.
Wrong state.
Man.
Oh, I take it back. Don't hit me. He's an Ohio State fan. I just committed the Cardinal sin.
Especially this year. Come on, man.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to kick you while you're down.
We're all good. We're all good.
But, yeah, Josh.
I didn't mean to kick you while you're down. Ow. I think that hurts worse.
So, Josh, dude, I think that he got Lance unstuck, and Jason and I couldn't figure out.
Well, and he did it using his bare hands. That's the crazy part about it.
Just drug it out of there, dude. Like, he's like a razor
blade. All muscle.
And then he drove our vehicle out, too. It was stuck on ice whenever we were trying to leave. And Jason got out. Karate Josh got in. Literally just drove it right out. I was like, what? He didn't do anything different than Jason, but I think it's the northern thing. Those guys just know how to drive in the snow and the ice.
Yeah.
And we were in Pennsylvania out of our element.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so I want to harken back to our very first time recording the podcast.
Okay. So, okay. I don't even know what we said or what we did or where it was.
So we're sitting here now. We've got these like expensive boom arms and nice microphones, and we've got a soundboard here that like costs like $600. And
thank you, Outdoor Beards.
Yeah. Outdoor Vitals, and
the list goes on and on.
And thank you to Aaron Jones. Look at this, man. Got a little super chat right there.
Oh, my gosh.
$5, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's awesome.
What's his comment say? Congratulations.
Congratulations on 200 episodes. Love the show. We'll always find it entertaining. Love from Ohio. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, thanks, Aaron. Well, we got at least one fan.
That's awesome. Okay, so back to what we were talking about. Like, we had no money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both had, like, our separate record. You had a USB mic.
Yep, still have it.
Plugged directly into your computer.
Yeah.
I had this little, like recording thing with a microphone plugged into it. So we had two completely different microphones. You were recording onto your computer. I was recording onto mine.
Yeah.
You were recording into GarageBand, and I was recording into Adobe. And then you, hey, what's up, Gold Graham? And then you, you gave me your file, and then you left. We didn't think anything of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your file, for some reason, was 5 seconds shorter than mine.
Oh, this is the stretching deal. Yeah,
and so it took me a week to figure out how to stretch audio so that I can make both the files so that the audio would actually match up on our two voices.
What's the deal with that, dude?
I don't know, but I remember 2 weeks later, I'm talking to the Shill Brothers.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to, which one was it? I was talking to Kevin, and he was telling me about their Rodecaster.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, I'm getting one of those. So I go to my wife, and I go, babe, can I spend $600? And she's like, I mean, is it for your podcast? I said, yeah. I go, it'll get paid back, I promise.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay.
It only took 4 years.
And let me tell you, dude, it took about 4 years. But listen, we got it, and it's been, now we have two of them. I have one at my house, you have one at your house.
A little behind the scenes, people don't know that we have like this equipment and stuff. We never really talk about it, but
right,
we have like these sound effects. Like there's the crickets in case John makes a joke.
I got him. Oh, this is what happened when Jeremiah leaves the room.
Oh my God. I didn't know you was going to turn around and on me. Got a little snare.
See, when John tells a joke, it's, but we can do all this fun stuff, and it's really added to the show, and it lets us do things. Our intro music, our outro music is on here. But we couldn't do this stuff early on.
No, dude. And, you know, some of the episodes are really fun raw, though. You know, like, remember whenever we went backpacking, we said, you know what would be a good idea? What if we just done, like, how the podcast kind of started and record one around the campfire?
Ben McMillan.
Ben McMillan. I think, here's the way I think that we done that. I'm pretty sure that we all recorded it on our separate phones and just, like, sit them in our lap.
And everybody gave me the files.
Yeah, and I think Jason's slid down in between his legs.
He set it down there because he set it there because it wouldn't stay in his leg. So he shoved it underneath his leg so all you could hear was,
this the whole time he was trying to talk, so he couldn't understand half what he was saying.
It was like that the entire time.
Quality episode. I don't remember.
If we only knew back then what we know now. But early years of this have been so much fun. And, I mean, here we are 4 years later.
Mm-hmm.
First episode was in January of 2020.
Oh,
we didn't know that an epidemic was coming. A pandemic. A pandemic was coming.
Well, originally it was an epidemic, and then it turned into a pandemic. Yeah. The whole world
had no idea it was coming.
Yeah.
We were just doing our thing. And then it was kind of, for us, it was kind of almost therapy because we got to like talk to people and stuff.
Yes.
By having the podcast.
Every week we are forced to talk to someone.
Yes.
And my person is you.
Exactly. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It could have been so much better for you. Hey, check this out. We got another one. Outland hooked us up. $5 from Outland. Thanks for the reverse roast, my guys.
Oh, I didn't mean to do him like that.
Oh, well, sure we did.
Lance, you know we love you.
He's planned it for weeks. For weeks.
Yeah. I got a journal. I'm just writing down ideas.
But, man, there were so many things that we did early on in this thing. And to see, like, now it's like, it's kind of plug and play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't realize. We went out for dinner, mm-hmm. and it took longer than we thought it would.
Yeah.
So, this thing starts at 7:45. We started a couple minutes late tonight.
Yeah.
Honestly. But we got back to your house at 7:15, and nothing was set up yet.
Yeah, we said, man, there's still sushi to eat here.
And we still had food. So, we had sushi and hibachi, and, you know. Oh, my gosh. We got to show this.
What'd you get?
Darwin's alter ego, Derwin Off the Rails.
Again, the Derwin Off the Rails.
Okay, so he probably put a bunch of stuff on here, but it says, hippo character stands idle whilst his new and most powerful body attachments do their thing with the word OP in the background.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What's it mean?
But he gave us $20.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Derwin.
You know, that reminds me. That just reminded me. Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir.
Yeah.
So we're in a group text with him. Mm-hmm. Derwin Off the Rails is in there, too. I don't know if I'm supposed to reveal his true identity or not.
Don't reveal the identity.
Okay. So we're in this group text, and let me see if I can show you. Can you describe to the people what this username is here? So don't read all the people's names, but read this user's name.
Facebook Japanese symbols.
Okay. Do you know whose Facebook that is?
No.
Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir. You know what happened?
Well, he lost it.
He lost it. He made a new one. I said, Jason, you're just going to have to make a new one. That's what it is, man. You're in Facebook jail. You're not getting out. It's eternal. They're burying you.
So quite literally, he shows me this, and it says Facebook, and then it's got two, like, Japanese letters.
Yeah. I don't know what the language is, but they're like symbols. So he makes the new account. He's on there for literally like a week.
Somebody hacked it?
Someone hacked it. They hacked his Facebook and Instagram. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I just think it's funny.
That's awesome. Well, hey, we got some more videos to show here.
Oh, yeah, let's show some more videos.
So we got a couple buddies that when I got started thinking about doing this podcast, there were some other podcasts I would watch to figure out how we're going to pull this off.
Yeah.
We already talked about the Shill Brothers Outdoors. We watched theirs quite a bit. But then I started watching these guys called the Backpacking and Blisters podcast, and we've become friends with them. They've been on our podcast. We've been on theirs, and they just wanted to share a little message as well.
This is Derek and Carl from the Backpacking and Blisters podcast.
JK and Jeremiah, congratulations on your 200th episode. Most podcasts, 90% don't make it past episode 10. You guys are at 200. I don't know if that's a real stat, but we're going to go with it. Okay, I want to tell you, one of my favorite things about your show is I somehow came across one of your reviews, and it was like making fun of you guys for not doing trivia very well on our show.
Ooh.
So I got a challenge for you. I would like you to challenge one of your future guests with trivia questions. I want you guys to see how hard it is to come up with the trivia questions, just like Derek does on a weekly basis. That's why he struggles. See what you got.
Wow. I'm going to leave you with a very lovely piece of life advice. Okay. So I'm not going to grade you and challenge you. I'm just going to give you some great advice that Carl uses every single day. And I have to remind it says, I don't care how nice the hand soap is in the bathroom, guys. Never come out of there sniffing your fingers. It just looks bad. Good luck.
Shoot. What happened? Okay. Watch this.
What in the world is going on here? Wait a minute. So, wait, we got the backpacking podcast and backpacking in blisters podcast. are you interviewing each other? Like, could you not get anyone to come on your shows? Like, hey, we have nobody. We don't have anybody. Let's just interview each other. Let's just make a whole deal together. You know what? You can actually go outside. Like the three of you. Just like go outside and go backpacking. Like out there. Just go. You're interviewing each other.
Who needs enemies when you have friends like
ours?
Oh,
I know. Well, it's so funny. Somebody's been putting here. It's been more of a reverse roast than people have been nice to us. That you just gotta wait.
Yeah, the roast that was. I love that Carl's on there, and his co-host says Carl's icon. I love the names.
And those guys are great, man. I love getting to talk to them, and actually, I get to be on their next episode. Like, just released one today, so next week's, I think it's next week's episode, I'm actually on their episode.
Well,
I challenged them.
You're going to do some more trivia?
I challenged them.
Oh, you challenged
them? I disagreed with one of their podcasts, so I got on there and I just told them, I want to challenge you guys, I don't agree with you.
And they said, come on.
Yeah, they said, come on. So I did.
So. And thank you to Rob Pelton. You know, his YouTube channel used to be R. Pelton, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did it have a number on there?
I think it was a lot of us were like, when we started, we had like weird names for our channels. Then we started realizing, I'm just going to use my name.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and Rob's one of those guys. He was R. Pelton something. Yeah,
yeah, which R, his initial. But
yeah,
Rob Pelton, he is a really nice guy too. And he's driven a long way before so that we can backpack together. Now,
that's the truth.
I don't know if he was actually there for
Wait a second. What is going on here?
What is it?
Something's happening. I don't know. It's weird. Like...
What?
What is going on here? This is strange. Hang on. What is this?
Jace? What?
How did you get on here?
You can see me?
Yeah, like.
You can see me.
How did you get on here?
I was trying to sneak on here and, you know, be on the show without you two knowing it. So I could do different things, but I didn't know that you could see me.
We can definitely see you.
Everybody can see you right now.
Emilio. I wonder if anybody else to see me. I didn't want you two to see me. I wanted everybody else to see me, but I didn't want you to.
Oh,
you
man.
I was here. Emilio. Come on, man. Hey. Didn't work.
Well,
I had a guy say, I need to help you with tech. And I definitely could use the help with tech. Sorry for... kind of joining in on your 200th episode. Congratulations, guys. You know, after the first couple, I thought y'all sucked. I was like, hey, Dot, listen to this. I was like, yeah, you know, it was a struggle. But now, I mean, y'all are actually pretty good.
Oh, appreciate it, man.
Got a good thing going. 200 episodes. And I'm so proud of you guys, straight from the heart. Seriously.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Thanks for dropping in. You're a goofball, dude. You're great.
Emilio, hot dogs.
you feel like he got the person that hacked his Facebook to hack us?
Probably.
Jeremiah, forget you. This is like, you know, I'm sticking with Elon Musk from here on out. I'll just stick with X and YouTube on there. And who is the guy that has Facebook? What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
No.
What about
the
Instagram?
The whole world's out for me. Instagram, Facebook. What's up? And I didn't know that there's Chinese letters on my name, on my Facebook. Yeah. You know, there's going to be a Donick symbol on there. Backpack. It's going to show up on there.
You're going to find out Jeremiah did it the whole time through his Gonex sponsorship.
Yes. Answer one email from GoNex and look what happened to me. I'm definitely going to delete that. Hey, that one you had on Rob right there, that was funny.
Oh, yeah. That was. I watched that one. I said, that's a roast.
That's a roast. That's 100% a roast.
Yes. And it's kind of funny how you're roasting everybody when you should be getting roast.
Hey, they submit their clips. I should have told them ahead of time. That
we didn't say we were coming back.
Jeremiah not once told me that it was a roast. I was sitting there just filming it, and not once did I know it was a roast. I mean, I said what I said. But...
Well, it's because we knew naturally it would happen.
Yes. So, you know. But, yeah, sincerely, though, you know, after your first couple of shows, I was like, well, this lasts maybe 2 more weeks. And then look at you now. 200th episode. We had Darwin, Dixie. And if I could say real quick that my favorite time with you guys of being on the show was with Shug.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The time that Shug spent with us before the show, and I mean, I bet it was an hour to hour and a half after the show that he sat there and cut stories with us. That was so incredible, and I've always wanted to meet Shug, and I appreciate you guys for that.
Oh, yeah, well, man.
Without you, you were a catalyst for the show. John started off by talking a little bit about the history of the show, and whenever we were on that trip, and y'all were just sitting around listening to us gab, that's what inspired the show.
Yep.
Yeah. I always say Jeremiah asks 100 questions on a backpacking trip.
He says inquisitive.
Yes. I was like, his mind is still growing. I mean, he's still growing.
You're doing good, young man.
That's why my head's getting bigger. My head's getting bigger because my mind's still growing.
Did Shug,
speaking of him, did he say publicly what was going on?
Yeah, he's been posting videos.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
He had a nodule taken off of his vocal cords. He wanted to do a video for this, but he couldn't talk. So yeah,
literally couldn't talk. Jason, did you know that?
No, I didn't. I did not know that. Shug's sick.
He's not sick. He had to get a nodule taken off, so he can't talk for up to 2 weeks.
Yeah, he says he's silent, Shug, for the next couple weeks.
And if you want some entertaining video, watch what he's doing right now, because he's doing everything without talking.
Wow. I bet he's like one of those silent actors from the 20s or 30s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been really good.
I bet it's entertaining. It's been really good.
Jason, thanks so much for surprising us. Oh, wait,
he said, hold on.
Wait.
I hear that there's a big announcement tonight.
Yeah, there is.
I was just kind of wondering, you know, you're getting to that to now, later, at the end of the show, later, middle show. When's the big announcement?
End of the show.
Should we do one of the giveaways during the show and one at the end?
We should do one right now.
Okay.
I didn't know you were doing a giveaway.
We are. Dose. We are doing $50 gift card, outdoorbeards.com. Buy anything you want on there.
Yep.
And
the big announcement from Jeremiah. Is it Backpacking with Jason t-shirts?
That would be a good idea, though.
Yeah, Backpacking with Jason.
Backpacking with Dad shirts.
Swapped it right. I think that I have a drum roll on. Oh, yeah, I do have a drum roll on there. Yeah.
We'll save that for the announcement.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thanks, Jason. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, boys, I'm out.
We'll see you, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Oh, my gosh, that guy.
Wow. I'm glad he hacked us.
Yeah, I am too, man, because he's the man.
He's a character. Dude, I just did a trip with him and a bunch of other people, and we had so much fun doing some overlanding.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, real quick.
Yeah.
We've got 3 more Super Chats.
Oh, let's
I'll throw those on here real quick.
Okay.
The first one's from Gary B. Uh-huh. Gary's a good guy. I met him on the trail one day. Thanks for all the entertainment. Great podcast. Even better, guys. Congrats on 200. Thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Appreciate that. Texas Hikeaholics Travel and Adventure. Super Chat of $50.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Congratulations. Love the show. Such genuine and honest content. Man, thank you so much. That's so kind.
We are not worthy.
But no
please,
kidding.
Please don't rescind it. We have bills to pay.
Delta Safari said, congrats on hitting 200. I like it, 100.
200.
200.
Yeah.
Now, did you bring enough sushi for everyone? I mean, we did.
It might be all eaten, though.
But you're not here.
Yeah. We'll mail it to you.
We'll send it to you.
Maybe a little stinky.
Yeah.
FedEx it.
Just ignore that. Oh, there's more Super Chats. They keep coming.
Oh, my gosh.
So we got another one. This is Friday the Hiker. Prepayment for Jeremiah merch to go with my awesome JK merch.
You'd be the first one.
Hey.
You and all those other people that's already prepaid.
Because I actually have merch.
Yeah. Dude, I thought about putting on my JK shirt before we started.
Yeah, you probably should
have. I forgot I left on this hoodie.
It's okay. You don't love me. So, and then the next one, Derwin just couldn't do enough. He said, during off the rails, Jeremiah's pregnant? Have you been putting on weight, buddy?
No, but we did make those backpacking with dad shirts.
Yes, we did.
And I still wear mine. Sometimes, if me and Jason are just going to be hanging out,
yeah.
Like last time I wore it, me and Jason went and had dinner at Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was my go-to outfit. I said I got to break out the backpacking with dad for Jason.
That's awesome. And we got another one. Just now popped up. This journey on the trail. Congrats on the 200, guys. Been an amazing ride following since the beginning. Appreciate all your hard work and contributing to the community. Well, thank you very much. That's just awesome. That's just awesome. We've had so much fun doing this, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people think this is work. This is the most non-work work I've ever done in my whole life.
Yes. It's the most... Imagine your work was just to hang out and talk with friends.
And people that you never... Like, dude, we got to talk to Andrew Skirka.
Yeah, dude.
Twice.
What about the bear?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, his stories were unreal. It's just cool we've gotten to do these things. Shug,
dude.
I mean, come on, Shug.
Jason turned me on to him.
Rue McKinrick.
Yes.
I mean, just another awesome guest that we had. He's been on here almost as much as anybody, if not, I think Jason's the only person that's been on here more than Rue.
Could be.
So, and he's had some great stories over the years, too.
Yeah, I totally agree. He's probably out hiking the American Perimeter Trail right now.
Blazing the trail. Blazing it.
I have an idea to pick somebody in real time right now for our first giveaway winner.
How are we going to do it?
Okay. I want the first person. Get ready, people in the chat. Sorry if you're listening and you're not on live right now. You're just listening. Sorry. You don't have a chance at this giveaway.
But well, we're going to do one giveaway in the live stream.
Yeah.
And we'll do one giveaway on the podcast.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do.
All right. Now, I don't know how to do the giveaway on the podcast.
Well, I got a way.
Oh, you have a way.
I will announce it at the end.
Okay. So, do we want to wait to do this one, or you want me to go ahead and give it to
you? Go ahead and do this one. Let's go ahead and do this one.
If you're watching live right now.
Right now.
And you want an amazing, beautiful beard like the one that I have.
It is amazing and beautiful.
Yes.
Or you could have one like me that's borderline redneck.
Equally amazing and beautiful.
Thank you.
Then you're going to want to win this $50 gift card to outdoorbeards.com. And the first person in the chat to tell me our 13th guest. Our 13th guest that we've had on the show.
Do you know who our 13th guest is?
No, I'm going to have to look it up. I'm going to have to look it up right now. But at least the comments are going to...
You know how many people right now are on their phones looking up the podcast and like counting?
Well, go ahead and subscribe if you haven't already.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good idea. And while you guys are looking, I want to show you another video from another friend of ours who wanted to wish us just a happy 200th. Here we go.
Congratulate you guys. What an accomplishment. You guys have done so well. Andy, I especially am proud of you. You run such a great podcast. Who doesn't love the Shill Brothers? Congratulations, guys.
Did he just call us the Shill Brothers?
I think so. SBO, baby.
We're not the Shill Brothers. That's hilarious. Well, let's play a different one because
okay,
that's ridiculous, Shill Brothers. Come on.
So what do I like about the backpacking podcast or the hiking podcast? I mean... Who doesn't love Jeremiah JK and who doesn't love the beards? And what I really love about them is they don't think they have to like carry Doritos in their backpack every time to go hiking to be cool.
More wow. Shill Brothers content, man.
Yes.
And they're probably not even on here right now. They probably even know about this podcast going on right now.
Now, for the record, I actually love Doritos.
I do too.
And I take them on almost every trip I go on.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So
I might have stolen that from the Shill Brothers.
When I was doing the keto thing,
yeah,
I had what I called keto Doritos.
What's keto Doritos?
Barbecue pork rinds.
Wait a second.
Because I couldn't eat Doritos, but I could eat pork rinds.
Dude, did I tell you
pork
about...
Pork rinds have no carbs, and they're basically all fat.
Oh, I like pork rinds.
I love me some pork rinds.
Did I tell you about my carnivore diet?
Did you have really bad gas?
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
That's new. Most people I talk to that do that have really bad gas.
Well, let me tell you real quick a little bit about it. This is a very short story, John. I started the carnivore diet, and I got a bunch of stuff like snacks,
yeah,
pork rinds. For breakfast, bacon, sausage. You know, for dinner, steak. Okay? Take a guess how many days I lasted on it.
3.
I think it was like 4 or 5. I got the flu.
What?
Totally unrelated to the carnivore diet, I think, unless it makes you more prone to the flu. Not joking, I got the flu, and whenever I got the flu, I was so sick. I'd never had the flu before in my entire life. I got the flu, I was sick, sicker than a dog, throwing up, diarrhea,
yeah,
everything.
It's awful.
Okay, and guess what I had been eating the day of and the day prior and the day prior?
Meat.
All this meat. And, you know, eating just meat for a week before you get the flu, I would not recommend it. I would not recommend it whatsoever because it's even worse, dude. You know the last time I ate pork rinds? That day. I haven't had them since because nothing turns my stomach more.
That's hilarious.
Maybe I don't like pork rinds.
I love pork rinds.
Oh, I did love them. All it is a fat that's fried, right?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, we got another super chat on here. This is Ryan SC said, your guys' podcast helped me get through COVID and helped me feel part of the backpacking community. Y'all have been the glue to the community that you never knew. That's really cool. Been a glue to the community than you ever knew. That's really cool. Thank you, Ryan, man. That's awesome. Thank you.
I like that. Sounds like a poet. Very well worded.
It was very well worded. We just have a really good community. The backpacking community is a lot of fun. And there are some people that are in the backpacking community that we're friends with. And it's just really cool to be able to call these people friends. And one of the guys that if we'd have started this thing and you'd have said that we'd have actually become friends with this guy,
mm-hmm,
I would have been like, that's not happening. That's a guy whose name is Jeff.
Yep.
And we all know him as Jeff Garmeyer. And Jeff sent us a little video.
Commit, under deliver. That's why I love these guys. You know, just like Jeremiah promising merch. First time I was on the show ever, he said by the next time I was there, he'd have merch out. Because people just want to buy that merch and support the show. I come back on 6 months later, and guess what? There is no merch out. So as punishment, Jeremiah held up his end of the bargain and needed the podcast and address and read a written apology. My favorite moment of the show.
To those I hurt, I, Jeremiah Stringer, would like to formally apologize for not creating and releasing exclusive merch for those loyal supporters out there. I would also like to take this time to thank Jeff Garmeyer for inspiring me to wear this dress on the podcast and hold me accountable.
Yes.
Thank you to all the people out there who continue to support me. And don't get your hopes up because I'll probably disappoint you by leaving you merchless. With love, Jeremiah. The same laughs.
Oh my gosh, that's so great.
You know what I felt like whenever I was doing that and you were like my yes man? I felt like I was at church and you were like the guy that's saying amen.
That's what I was going for.
Amen, brother. Yes. Preach it. Yes, Jeremiah in a dress, apologizing. Let it be as it was said.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the funniest things you've ever done. When you came on and we were getting ready beforehand and you walked in that black dress. And the thing is, people only saw you from the waist up. I saw you with the dress on.
Yeah, I think that we threw a picture on there to show everybody. Jeff Garmeyer, dude. The last time, I feel so guilty about this, I asked him on the show.
Right.
I scheduled everything out. And then the day of, hours before the episode, one of my friends called and asked if I wanted to go to the opening game of UK. And this team, well, they've had a few losses since then, but
right,
this is a great team. And I said, it's not often I bail on people, but as much as I love Jeff, I got to go to this game. And you know
and,
what?
And it wasn't just Jeff. It was Jeff and Jason Wish.
Oh, Jason Wish was coming on too. It was totally both of forgot. Them.
Yeah, we did the podcast without you.
Well, yeah. Luckily, you all are so talented. You didn't even.
Well, you're
me.
Right about that.
Yeah. What you're can I say?
Okay, so I'm going to say something.
Yep.
And I haven't talked to you about this, but I'm going to make the promise anyways.
Okay.
Summer 2024, for the first time ever, there will be the Backpacking Podcast merchandise.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I've been secretly working on things in the background. And we will actually be getting out some t-shirts and some stickers and some, I don't even know, like Band-Aids or something. We'll have stuff like, you know, that people can wear. Probably what I really want to do because of our show, I want to get Backpacking Podcast branded toilet paper. I think that would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, we do have a lot of poop related.
We do.
Jokes and...
Well, you've already talked about it tonight with your flu incident. So, I mean, we've already got the story in, folks.
Yeah, we did get a little diarrhea in there.
So, did you find out who our 13th guest was?
Oh, I didn't know if anybody had guessed or not.
Let me see if I can go back here and see what they got.
We had some guesses.
Let's see here. Okay. Manny goes way back.
All right. I got number one.
Okay.
I know who our first guest is now.
Well, we all knew that one.
Do you know who it is?
It was Jason.
Yep. Mr. Backpacker and Jason.
Oh,
sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. So it starts with Rue. Was it Rue McKinrick?
Hold on. Let me tell you who the guests were, okay?
Oh, no, the leading up to it.
Yeah.
The first 12.
I'll go really, really quick. Yeah. Okay. I should have not done 13 because it's too many people to read, but whatever. We're already in it now.
Hey, unlucky we're here. Number 13. We're here. We're going for it.
Jason was our first guest on episode number 4. About jiu-jitsu, among other things.
Among other things.
Okay. Episode number 8 was our fireside chat with Ben McMillan. Jason was there, too.
Jason was on that one as well.
But he's already been a guest, so that doesn't count.
And all we could hear was the mumble from his legs.
Yes, so we'll call him half guest.
Yes.
Okay, so Ben is second guest. Third guest, Darwin on the Trail.
Yep.
Third guest. Fourth, Benny Plug It In Braden.
Oh, Benny Braden. I love Benny.
Oh, yes. He's a joy.
He is.
What was that, number 4? Mm-hmm. Number 5, Big Mustache Tim Watson.
Oh, Tim Watson.
He's got a big old mustache.
Did you see the video recently he put out where a bear got inside of his minivan?
No, somebody was telling me on that last trip that he's making videos again because he took a sabbatical there.
Well, he made a video recently where him and his family went down to the Smokies. And a bear, one of the kids left the door unlocked. And, you know, the bears down there know how to get into car doors.
Yeah.
So they got inside the van. But then when they got in the van, the door shut behind it.
They locked a bear in the van?
No, the bear accidentally locked himself in he shut the door on. He couldn't get out. So he started freaking out. And he tore up the inside of it. They peed all over the inside of the
Do they have any footage of the during or only after effects?
Yeah, people videoed what was going on when it was going on.
And he put this out on
YouTube?
And
it's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Once this podcast is over,
so
I'll go watch
it. What guest was he?
Well, we had Benny at number 5, right? No, he was number 4.
Yeah, Benny was number 4.
Number 4. Number 5 was Tim. Number 6... Hike Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Growing up in Germany. Number 7. Hold on, I had to go to the next page.
We should have gone with 7.
Number 7, the Shill Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8, Devin Ashby.
Well, and the Shill Brothers, this is a little known fact.
Okay, they're number 7, right?
They were the first live stream.
Shill Brothers are number 7.
Yeah, they're number 7.
Okay.
But they were the first live stream.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, they were our first live stream because Kevin and I was the one that told me how they did live streams.
Yeah, what did they use, StreamYard?
Yeah, no, they used like, they kind of, I couldn't do it the way they were doing it. It was too much work.
I did it in person with them one time. Yeah. I got to see the magic behind.
Yeah, they got
the
a show. Lot, they do a lot, they're a lot more involved than we are.
Are they? Yeah, I try to keep it as basic as possible. Yeah. Like I said, man, it's too much work.
Exactly.
It's too much
this
work.
This is too much fun to have work.
Are they still doing their... is it Backcountry BSing it was called, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen anything posting, so I'm guessing they haven't for a while. But they've had kids now.
Yeah.
So life changes when you have kids.
They've made some videos since then, though.
Yeah, they make videos, but I don't know if they've been doing the live streams.
So number 8 and 9 together, Devin Ashby, Josh Ebersole.
Oh, nice.
Number 10, Rue McKinrick.
Rue McKinrick.
Number 11, Kyle O'Grady.
Ah, Kyle hates hiking. Nice.
Number 12, Chicken Tramper Ultralight Gear.
Oh.
Now, do we count that as 12? Because that's more like an entity.
Oh, they're 12. Yeah, they're 12.
Yeah.
They're a guest.
Yeah, but that would be 12 and 13.
No, no. As an entity.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see. Point at it.
Oh, that's a toughie. This one,
the
number.
Top one or number 25 there? Oh, 25. Okay. Ooh, this, I don't think anybody's got this. Let me look. Let me go through. Let me see. I don't see anybody. Oh, wait, hold up.
Oh, you think you found one?
We have it. They got one name, and that's good enough because it was two names.
Yep.
So we'll say the first name would be number 13.
Yeah.
And our winner is Phoenix 9.
Phoenix 9.
Jason Wish.
If Phoenix 9, can you tell, do they have a beard? This might be a gift.
It sure looks like a beard on that face.
Okay, if not, you can grow a beard with this, even if you're a woman, I hear.
Yeah.
You can start putting this on your face.
Yeah, put that oil on your face.
Yeah.
Take the mustache wax and put it all over your, above your lip. You'll grow a mustache in like 5 minutes.
Yep, nose hairs too if you want to.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane.
Yep. So Phoenix 9, let me tell you what you got to do. You got to send us an email with your name. And then, obviously, your email address will be on the email. So,
yeah.
We just need that information.
And they will send you a $50 gift card.
Yeah, you just put that in whenever you're checking out, and then your total is paid for. I would suggest getting the bundle if it's less than $50.
Let me tell you, if any of you people send us an email and pretend like you're Phoenix 9, you're going to get the thunder and the lightning. I'm just saying.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to create a Phoenix 9 account.
We did a giveaway one time and somebody did that.
Oh, did they pretend?
They sent me a message. They're like, hey, yeah, I'm blah, 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 blah. Really, I am. I would like to have it sent. It was obvious. They were joking, but it was just really funny. Hey, we got another super chat on here.
Oh, let's hear it.
Man, you guys are being so generous tonight. Thank you. This is from Kevin Munson. Thanks for a great show and congrats on 200. Subscriber request. More hammock content, please.
Well, you want to do a hammock episode in the next 2 or 3 weeks?
I think we should. And here's the thing. I'm going to be in my hammock on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah? You're headed out?
I'm heading out. I got to, man. I'm going nuts. I've been inside way too long.
There's somebody right now listening to this episode on Wednesday, and they're nice and toasty warm at the house. And John Kelly, right now, I want you to think of him.
He's nice and toasty warm in a hammock.
He's nice and toasty warm. He's got a 20 degree under.
Oh, I got a 0 degree under and a 0 degree top from UGQ.
Oh, pound it, dude.
I am not getting cold. No. It's going to be beautiful.
So both you listening and John Kelly, nice and toasty warm. This man has it going on.
I may even listen to the podcast just so I can be there with him.
Relive this moment right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, here we go. What do I email? Backpackingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and make the subject line 1234, I declare a thumb war, outdoor beards. 1234, I declare a thumb war, outdoor beards. What? That's our code, man. We'll know that.
Okay, yeah, that works great because nobody else heard it. Okay, so I think it's time we show another video here.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
There's another guy that we've both admired for a while. Not just because of the travel and trip videos that he's done backpacking, but also his photography.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about.
David Gray. Highly respect this guy. So check this out. David left us a little message.
And John, Backpacking Podcast, 200 episodes. That is an absolutely amazing accomplishment. I'd like to say you guys have come a long ways from the beginning, but I think the fact of the matter is you guys were great right from the start. Your personalities are such that you create a really relaxed and welcoming atmosphere for both people that you bring onto the show, as well as the people who watch and listen along with you guys. First 200 episodes were quite an adventure and absolutely fantastic, and I can't wait to see what you guys bring along for the next 200. Congratulations on 200, guys.
Man.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I want him to read audiobooks.
Gosh, man. I want him to just, like, talk to me. I'm going to call him every night. So, will you just talk to me until I fall asleep?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
David Gray.
I didn't realize until I watched that clip that he has the voice of an angel.
He really does. You know who doesn't have the voice of an angel?
Who's that?
This guy.
200 episodes. 200 episodes of talking about backpacking with everybody else in the world. And they went together twice. What the heck? Anyway, proud of you guys. Keep it up. And you guys inspired me. Okay, bye.
I love his exit.
Oh, just Chris, okay, for those who don't know, that's Chris Colbert. We showed Brian Carlson earlier, and the two of them together have their own podcast, Campfires and Catholes.
Campfires and Catholes.
Campfires and Catholes.
Yeah.
And they are hilarious, man. Those two guys can just rip on each other. That show is just a constant roast the entire time.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun. And both those guys, actually, they were on the trip that I just went on, both of them together. And if you think they're fun watching online, you should see them in person.
Oh, I know. They are hilarious. They have a thing every spring. I think it's in April, and it's a backpacker meetup.
Is that the Indiana meetup?
Yeah. Okay. And I went last year for the first time.
Where do they do that at?
You're
not allowed to
that.
Say.
No, I could say. I just can't remember the name of the.
Is it above Bloomington? Is it further north than that?
It's not that far up.
Is it Hoosier National
Hoosier,
Forest?
Hoosier, yeah, it's Hoosier National Forest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's where it is. If it's not, they'll tell me. Somebody will post it in here. But it was just fun. I mean, it was just like you go out there, and these guys just rip on each other and have a great time. And a lot of us got there a day early, and so we got to hang out in the rain, and it was fun. But it's been so much fun. So much fun.
Was you able to meet?
They're roasting these guys.
Oh, what do they say?
But do they really? They've had one episode in the last 3 months.
Oh, the campfires and cat holes?
Derwin. Oh, man. Dang.
No comment.
So, but anyways. I think they're great.
When you went to that meetup, do you remember if you got to meet a guy named Gary? He's a Kentucky guy. I would assume he's a Kentucky guy. And he's got this old Army Jeep. I don't think he had it there, probably.
Yeah. No, he did have it there.
Oh, did he bring it there?
Yeah.
Dude.
If it's what I think it is. Yeah, he had a big trailer.
Yeah.
And they brought the Jeep. Oh, man, that thing is sweet.
Dude, this guy, that Burgoo I showed you earlier, do you remember him making that there?
Yeah. Well, they made it the day after I left.
Okay. Because they kept telling me.
That's the problem. That's the thing when you're a minister.
Yeah.
You don't get to stay for the Sunday parts of things.
No, you got
to
work on Sundays.
I got to work on Sundays. So they always, what do? They bring out the Burgoo on Sunday.
He said that for 7 hours, they took turns in this giant cauldron. Probably $200, $300 worth of ingredients. Yeah. I can't wait to try it, man. I still have it in the fridge over here.
Well, you need to go.
It's not the one they made then.
But you need to go to the spring one.
Gary was on that trip. Yeah. And it does make me want to go hang out with all those people at the Indiana meetup. I know it would be really, really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, and by the way, one other thing, that Jeep, did you get to ride in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I totally got to ride in it. It was awesome.
I didn't ride in it.
What?
I probably should have.
You should have.
They spent a day, all of it. I was riding in a Raptor at the time.
Yeah.
But there were Jeeps and different vehicles. He took that thing through everything, man. That Jeep is unstoppable.
It's built like a tank.
It's built. It's for Vietnam, right?
Something like that.
Was it 1952 that year?
It wasn't Vietnam.
No, it's because Vietnam was after.
That'd be the Korean War, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm not great with the history, but all I'm saying is that thing is a beast, and I was so confident that Jeep would go anywhere. Although he did say they almost flipped it 3 times on a different trip. Maybe a little top heavy, but
I'm sure.
Could go through anything.
Well, Jeremiah, a lot of people don't know this. But there's one guy who's responsible for us becoming friends.
Oh, I don't think I know this
either. There is one guy who's responsible for us being friends. I met him. We talked on the phone, and he said, hey, I got a friend named Jeremiah in Kentucky. I need to give you his number. And this guy wanted to send us a little video just to kind of encourage us.
Hey, Dan Becker here. Just landed in Phoenix. Emmett, have you heard of the Backpacking Podcast?
Should I have?
No, you shouldn't have. I barely heard of it either. A couple guys, John and Justin, Jimmy, I don't even remember. Anyway, I heard they have a podcast that's supposedly good, only to like their 5 viewers. I'll watch tonight and make it 6 viewers, maybe. Yeah, they probably need the help. Anyway, they're on their 200th episode, so I mean, that's good, I suppose. If they even backpack, do they even backpack? I've never seen them backpack.
I don't know.
Anyway, congrats,
I guess.
I love that he's just at like an airport garage.
They just randomly, I guess, and that's the end of the video.
Very encouraging and inspiring words there, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Now, seriously, Dan, he's a great guy, and his channel has absolutely exploded.
Yeah.
And he has also put in way more work than I feel like either of us have put in on our YouTube channels or the podcast.
Or life in general, maybe? I don't know. He's just really works hard.
Yeah, people don't understand how much time, like, you know, good content takes to produce, and he has went full in. So,
yeah, and what a lot of people don't realize is how many people Dan gives free gear to, and the mission work that mm-hmm. he does with Sawyer. And I mean, a lot of people think, oh, he's just this obnoxious guy on YouTube, but when you get to know Dan, you realize, like,
he's extra.
He's
obnoxious.
One of the most legit gentlemen ever. Bandecker.
Bandecker.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
That is funny. But yeah, seriously, we talked about it in the last episode because they were raising money, and then Sawyer was going to donate $75,000 to help get these people clean water. And guess what?
They passed it before we even got the video out.
Yeah, they met the goal. So kudos to Dan and Sawyer and all the people that he's working with. And thanks, Dan, for taking the time to make that. Yeah. Thank everybody for taking the time to make those videos.
Well, we got a big announcement that's coming in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, there was one more video. And this is one that I still can't believe I'm about to play.
Oh, the man, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. Of all the people that we've had on here, nobody is a bigger name in outdoors, period.
Yeah,
this guy. Than this guy. And so I'm just going to throw this up there for you guys.
Hey, John and Jeremiah, it's Andrew Skirka. You asked me to roast you as part of this episode, but it's not really my style. So instead, I would just like to offer you a big congratulations on your 200th episode. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of hard work and a lot of energy that's gone into this series. And I'm thankful for what you guys are doing, and I know that your listeners are as well. So keep up the good work. Maybe I'll see you sometime between your 200th and 300th episode.
Wow.
Dude, that still blows my mind. Like, I've read about Skirka for years.
Yeah, he's a legend, dude.
He's a legend. And just the fact that not only has he been on here, but he's just been so kind to the show. And actually, the second time he was on, he contacted us about getting back on the show.
Yeah.
That's not something you talk about often, but, like, he actually he sent me an email and said, hey, I'd love to get back on sometime if you guys are needing a guest.
Yeah, and that's pretty rare because, I mean, we have fun, but I don't know we had that much fun.
Yeah. Well, and when you've got guys that are that – he's literally an international name, you know? Like, he's one of the National Geographic's Outdoorsmen of the Year.
Yeah, he's a straight-up legend.
Yeah.
And he does – y'all need to, if you haven't heard, go back and listen – for sure, at least to that first episode, if not both. But, dude, his poop story.
About the bear?
Yeah, it's one for the record books, dude.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane.
And well, it sounded like he may want to revisit or maybe even meet in person. He said maybe see you between episode 200 and 300. I don't know what that means.
I think he was offering up another episode for us.
It sounded to me like it was less of an episode offer and more of an all-expense-paid trip on one of his expeditions.
To Canada.
Wherever he wants to go.
No,
I'll
to Canada.
Go
I really want to go to Canada.
To Canada?
So we need
the
it
Rockies?
To be Canada. So if you're – Andrew, if you're watching.
We know you're watching, Andrew.
Canada. Hey, we got another super chat here. This one's from Stoned Ape Outdoors. Congrats, gentlemen. You're my Monday after work special. Appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
We actually are we're gonna have our live stream next season. What season are we on now? Is it season 4?
6.
Season 6?
Yeah.
Season 6. So we'll have season 6 live stream. This was a special occasion live stream because we wanted to celebrate with everybody live, anybody that wanted to join in. But speaking of the live streams and the Monday night special.
Our next guest is going to be a fun one.
Our next guest will be a fun one, but my point is that the live streams will be starting up on the regular again If I remember correctly, it's the week after Valentine's Day.
I think it's the 19th.
The 19th?
I think it's the 19th.
So we'll make that an official announcement closer to time and make sure everybody knows that is able to. But
and our first guest is going to be Tara Trex. I don't know if you guys know who she is, but she's actually getting ready to attempt an FKT of the Appalachian Trail. And so I contacted her and said, hey, we'd love to get you on here before you attempt that and get to chat with you a little bit. She was excited, said, yeah, absolutely, I'll be on. So we're really excited to have her on here. Now, Jeremiah, it is, I believe, time. Yes, it is.
It's about time to make an announcement.
It's a time to make an announcement, but I think our announcer walked off for just a second. So we'll wait just a second before we do that.
You know, I will tell you, by the way, the Tara Trex, hopefully we have a great time, and she loves it so much that she wants to come back on, and we can hear about
how she did
and yes. after.
Yes, and right now we want to have a special guest. I'm getting up and getting out of the way so that this announcement can be made by somebody who's way more important than me. So come on around, Bridget. I'm going to get out of the way, and you guys go ahead and make your announcement.
All right. Everybody, welcome. You can't hear because you didn't have headphones on.
No,
but
I did. I heard it.
I gave you a big applause.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Well, welcome to the show, Bridget, my beautiful wife, and my co-partner. We did the Camino de Santiago together.
Such a fun trip.
And I think that we have a big announcement that Bridget's going to make. Let me give you a drum roll here.
Thank you. We actually have a prop to help present our announcement. So, courtesy of John, he has handed it over. But Jeremiah and I would like to announce to you guys that we are pregnant.
Yes, we are. We are pregnant. If you are not watching and you can only hear, it says baby stringer coming soon, July 2024.
We are so stoked and so excited for Summer Baby Stringer to show up. And I'm really glad I got to help make that announcement. So thank you guys.
Yeah. And if you don't know, which of course you don't know because we're making the announcement now, we haven't said anything publicly. And this is actually the very first forum that we've said openly, we are pregnant and we are excited to be parents. There's nobody that's been a bigger advocate and cheerleader for us than John Kelly.
Yes, thank you, John.
I'm sure that he'll tell you here in just a minute how excited he is and why he's so excited. But July of 2024, we're gonna be bringing in a little boy or a little girl.
Yeah.
We'll see. We don't know. We're excited. Bridget's trying to plan out a gender announcement.
I'm really excited for that. I love a good party and any opportunity to plan one. So I'm super excited about that.
We actually called the baby doctor today, and they have the results.
Yes.
And they said, pick it up in a sealed envelope and do with it what you will.
So we haven't done that yet, but eventually we will get there. So,
yes.
Yay! Well, I love you. I didn't expect
I love
that.
You too.
I love you. I'm going to turn this back over to John as he is the official backpacking podcast co-host. But thank you for allowing me to be a guest to make our announcement. And guys, have a great evening.
All right. All right. Let's welcome John back on the show. Man.
I have been waiting for that announcement for so long. You people don't understand. It's taken me 4 years to convince them to have a kid. Like, I'm telling you, like, I don't do this often, but like, there are a bunch of idiots that have kids every year. Yeah. And I want really good people to have kids, and they're good people. And so it's just awesome that they're having kids. So I guess let me just put this on here. I was thinking the exact same thing. We need to now make backpacking with grandpa t-shirts.
Hey, Jason said he don't want to be grandpa. He said Uncle Jay.
I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. What great news, man.
Thank you so much. I know.
You know how hard it is to hold back on that the entire show and not say a word?
It's been pretty difficult for me. I've been doing it to everybody.
Man, I can't imagine.
I told people at work like a week ago.
Well,
that's how long I've been holding out.
You told me, I guess, a month or two ago. Yeah.
Oh, Bridget said that she just told her students. She's a middle school teacher.
But I literally, you told me like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
And I remember going home and going, babe, my wife Rhea went up and said, guess who's pregnant? And my wife, when she heard, just like was so happy and excited because, I mean, Rhea and I love these two. They're just awesome people, and it's so great for them to be able to do this and to be parents, because I think if there's two people that are going to be incredible parents, it's these guys. And so definitely excited for you all.
Well, thank you very much,
definitely
Sean.
Definitely excited, man.
I appreciate it. I see the chat is exploding. I'm sure that there's some congratulations and some warm wishes. John's producing the show right now. I can see the comments a little bit, but
yep. And we've got another super chat, so we better get that up there. This is from our buddy Jeremy, All Things Outdoors.
Oh.
Thank you guys for everything you do for the outdoor community. So proud to know you both. Use this for the first baby pocket bidet.
Oh, baby
Look
pocket
at that.
Bidet. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you trust me, I can use that little baby.
I'll be using that after my Atod chili dogs.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Listen, guys, this has been an amazing 200 episodes. And yes. So I told Jeremiah before we did this that I want you to be thinking, and I want you to share something you've learned from this and something that's just kind of stuck with you after 200 episodes. I'm going to let Jeremiah go first.
I think the main thing that I learned is whenever you want to do something, you just need to keep going. And you can make any excuse that you want. It's always easy to make an excuse not to do something. But what's difficult is making the choice every time to keep doing it. And I'll tell you what makes it easier, somebody to hold you accountable.
That's the truth.
So I don't care if it's the gym. I don't care if it is doing some habit that you're trying to form. Maybe you want to learn a new language, or maybe you're trying to read scripture every day, or maybe you're trying to improve a skill, whatever. If you have somebody that can hold you accountable, like John and I have done on this podcast.
And trust me when I say Jeremiah probably holds me more accountable than I hold him accountable.
Well, I don't know about all that, but we work well together. And John, thank you for holding me accountable.
Oh, yeah.
And I've enjoyed so far 200 episodes with you, and hopefully many more to come.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, for me, the thing that I've learned from all this is just how great it is to be part of a community. When you do something like this, if we didn't have people listening to what we're doing, we'd be wasting our time.
Yeah.
We'd just be talking to talk. And we can do that without cameras. And it's a whole lot less expensive. And, you know, but you guys as our community and the people who've been watching this whole time and listening to the podcasts and tuning in and leaving ridiculous comments about poop and all the stuff has just made this so much more worthwhile for us. And it's been so much fun to have the banter back and forth, to get to know some of you. Some of you have actually become friends of ours because of this podcast, which is crazy to think about, but it's very real. And it's also given me a love for something I never thought I would ever have, and that's podcasting. I actually do 3 podcasts. People don't know about that, but I do this podcast. I actually do 2 for the church that I work for. I do a daily podcast, a devotional kind of thing, and I do a weekly one. And it's just given me a love for something I never knew that I would love doing. And so it's just really cool to be a part of this. And for 200 episodes, we're still going strong, man.
We're doing it, man.
It's crazy. So thank you guys so much for the first 200 episodes. Lance, I don't know about 1,000 more, but we might shoot for another 200. We'll see.
We have any other comments that we need to talk about before we wrap here?
Oh, man, just a lot of love, man.
I will go back.
Just a lot of love.
I will go back and read through.
I will, too.
And see what everybody said, because I wasn't able to see all the comments today. But super huge thank you also, not only if you commented, but also the super chats. That's amazing.
We're humbled by that, guys. That's just so kind.
Yeah.
So kind.
That is so, it's just unbelievable.
Which we had one more. I got to make sure this one gets it. This is actually from Outdoor Beards. $49.99 from Outdoor Beards. That's for Baby Stringer.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you so much.
I'll
pull that directly out of the Backpacking Podcast account and put it into the diaper fund.
The diaper fund will be big.
Yeah, we need. And also, thank you for sponsoring the episode.
It's not done yet. Tangent Trails, $50, money towards the baby's first pair of trail runners.
Oh.
You're going to hang on to that pair for a while.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
I'll definitely
awesome.
Be getting them outdoors, man. Devin Ashby inspires me so much.
Oh, I know.
He's taking them kids out there, and it just shows you, you know, if you really love something, you can teach your kids to love it too, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I know my son, he's ready to get out anytime I'll take him. So, yeah, It's awesome. It's just awesome. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see this baby.
Oh, you and me both.
It's gonna be a good looking kid, I'll tell you that.
Oh, thank you very
much.
As
long as it looks like Bridget and not Jeremiah.
That's what I was gonna say.
But but hey guys, thanks so much for 200 episodes. Oh wait, we're
the second giveaway.
Oh yeah. Did
you
want,
I was gonna say thank you to Matthew and everybody at outdoorbeards.com for sponsoring the episode and doing the giveaways. John says he claims that he has a way to do this giveaway if you weren't here live. And maybe if you are here live, this is a second chance. You can now go do it.
If you're listening, I'm going to challenge you that if you're listening right now and you're not on Spotify, swing over to Spotify because you can leave comments. Mm-hmm. And so in your comment, what I want you to do is I want you to make me and Jeremiah laugh.
Oh, subjective. And, I like
and
it.
And the comment that makes the two of us laugh the most will not only win the $50, but we will be putting that on the next live stream with Terra Trex. So we're going to give it a couple weeks. We're going to give it a few weeks to marinate, give you plenty of time. But the comment that gets us laughing the most is going to win that other $50 gift card.
I've made a note of it. I'm going to put that whenever I post this episode across all streaming platforms for podcast on Spotify specifically, I'm going to put a Q&A on there so that people can comment, and I'll put something like make us laugh.
That's it. I don't care what you talk about. You can talk about anything. It could be outdoors related. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
But we just want to laugh. So
that's a funny way of doing it.
I mean, if there's one thing I will say about this podcast over the first 200 episodes, our goal has always been to put smiles on people's faces. Mm-hmm. Smiles while you're hiking miles. That's the best way I can put it.
I'll also add, if you do want to be entered in the giveaway and you're trying to make us laugh, we will need your email address.
Yes.
So
well, and the thing is, you can email. What we'll do is we'll announce who it is.
Yeah.
And then you can send us your email address after.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So don't worry about publicly posting your email address.
I started to say, because if you publicly post it, then you could get trolled.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. But when we announce who wins, be listening. If you're listening to the audio right now, be listening, and we will announce you. Email us at backpackingpodcast@gmail.com.
That takes care of that, and we'll repeat that whenever we announce it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, folks, thank you for the first 200.
Yeah, absolutely. And, John, when you get to ready to sign off, that's your sign-off button.
That's my sign-off button?
The orange square.
Okay, I got you.
That was the green square.
Sorry, my bad. I'm not colorblind, but I like to pretend like I am. So thanks a lot, guys. It has been a joy, and we will catch you on the next Backpacking Podcast.
Yeah, adios, folks.